You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting live from Burnaby Mountain, BC. It is 7 p.m. on October 21st. We have a new moon in Libra today, which, if it means anything to you at all, it's a really good time to just kind of think about your intentions for the next few months moving forward. So this week is going to be a very interesting week. I am sitting here wearing a cowboy hat because, drum roll, it's Country Gays Week. Now, Country Gays, you might ask, is that a real genre? Are any genres real genres? Is one question. The other question is, why can't it be a genre? If you're like me, I grew up resenting country music because, oh my God, my stepmom would have 93.7 blaring at all times, at all hours, just constantly. And I thought that all country music was basically just stadium country music. And then I got into, like, I don't know, Glen Campbell and stuff like that, and I really dig it. But someone got me into the band Wednesday recently, and they've kind of been forefronting this country gays movement. So we're going to start off with some Wednesday from their new album Bleeds, the song Pick Up That Knife. And then following that, MJ Lenderman, who was in the band Wednesday, but then him and Carly Hartzman broke up, so he's no longer. And then following that, I played the song last week, I Don't Care, because I love the song and I love Greet Death, Country Girl, from their new album.
Just a girl.
That was Country Girl from the new Greet Death, Die in Love. Now, okay, I didn't properly address this. What is country gaze? This is really fun for me. I really love discovering ridiculous subgenres. Wednesday, I feel like kind of coined the term, especially because they've been getting popular recently, but alt country has definitely been a thing for a long time. But I would define anything as gaze or shoegaze adjacent if it involves some kind of wall of sound. But then you have, in this kind of subgenre of country gaze, Mojave 3 and Mazzy Star. I'm going to play those later on. But I guess I could call those, like, country dream pop. But then, okay, we'd be going way too far down the genre ontology rabbit hole. But we're going to be listening to Girl Puppy up next. She is from Atlanta, Georgia, and this song isn't overly country-esque. She just has a little bit of an accent, and you can kind of hear it. A little bit of a twang, and then Teeth just put out a new album called Magic at the Sale. We're going to be listening to the title track, and they're from Texas. And then we're going to listen to some Big Thief. I would definitely put Adrian Lanker's solo stuff in the country category, but I really enjoy this Big Thief album Capacity, so we're going to listen to Shark Smile up next.
You toss me away and you
Was Big Thief with Shark Smile. Up next, we're going to be listening to Mojave 3. So they are the side project of Neil Halstead and Rachel Goswell from Slow Dive, a band that is very near and dear to my heart. Ugh, it's incredible. Their album from 2000, Excuses for Travelers, it's just so dreamy and haunting. And so yeah, I would definitely put this in the kind of country gaze kind of side. I was scrolling through alt country on Reddit and actually found this on one of the main pages. And then after that, we're going to listen to some Mazzy Star, classic 90s dream pop shoegaze. You've probably heard of Mazzy Star before. There's a lot of twang in a lot of their stuff. We're going to listen to Hala from She Hangs Brightly. Fantastic album to start with if you're just getting into shoegaze. Definitely on the lighter end. And then also, we're going to be listening to Jessica Lee Mayfield. So my friend Josh from Piss Kiss, who I interviewed back in June, recommended her to me. She's from Ohio, and you can definitely hear the country influences. We're going to listen to Oblivious from Make My Head Sing.
I send you a letter from the front. drown in this trench built for us.